Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon to all you beautiful people out there that are listening live and listening later in the archives. Welcome, welcome, and thank you for being here. I'm very grateful. I want to talk about activating and expanding our soul's passion, which can expand in many various ways, such as artistic creativity in many ways with, you know, painting, drawing, writing, singing, all kinds of passionate ways. Or maybe, you know, you're a builder or a carver, and maybe you think about doing these things, but maybe you have a little hesitations, or maybe you just haven't found what that passion is yet. And some of the ways that you can achieve this passion, and of your soul's passion, I mean, sorry about that, excuse me, is walking in nature, spending time in nature, and everybody has plenty of time to do that now. And you can sit and you can breathe in peace and exhale peace. You can breathe in love and you can exhale love. You can play positive music, right? Something that inspires you and gets your creative juices flowing. And any ideas that pop in your head, you could be writing down. So in the last couple of shows, I have offered to charge healing water for everyone. And once I turn over to become the vessel for the divine for the rest of the show, I have forgotten, and I apologize for that. So I would like to offer charged water now. And for those who are listening for the first time, I am a vessel for the divine. I place my hands over your water, and the divine flows through, purifies, cleanses your water, and activates the water cell to a quantum divine level for your highest. So that is between the creator and you and your higher self, not me. Although I can ask for specific things to be added. We always ask also for the water to be raised to 9.5 in alkaline. And we also ask for the highest content of H2O so that everybody is getting as much that they need to get that will help them. So anyway, during these, give everybody a few 30 seconds or so to get your water. So what I would like to do after we charge the water is I would like to take you all on a guided meditation and think about, in the meantime, think about giving yourself permission to release any obstacles, any fears, or any sabotages, whether they're coming from yourself on a subconscious level, or if they're coming from the result of an experience, like an emotional attachment, from an experience that you had when you were younger, and not necessarily a child, but maybe a teenager or a young adult. Okay, everybody's water ready. I'm taking the cap off of my water because I always charge my water when I charge yours. So again, now I'm placing my hands over your water. And the water is charged so everybody can take a drink. It may taste a little different. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have muted when I took a drink. I'm sorry. That might sound loud. Forgive me. All right, everyone. Those who have decided to give themselves sovereign free will to release the obstacles and the fears and the sabotage within and outside from experiences, please close your eyes. Place your feet flat on the floor, please, and your hands in a comfortable position without them being clasped. Thank you. Let all your thinking worries float out your thinking mind for just a few minutes and allow yourself to receive this gift as you gently breathe. Know that you are breathing in 100% pure divine light. With each gentle breath, as you breathe in pure divine light and exhale divine light, with each gentle breath, with your eyes closed, allow yourself to relax with each breath. With each breath, as you breathe in and exhale, allow yourself to feel the support from the divine realm, holding you in loving support for what you have chosen to let go and release. And as you release, you will be receiving creative inspiration. Love and light will flow in. It will be a kind of like the waves on the ocean, on the shore. The water comes in and it takes away all the fear, all the resistances and sabotages. And then when it comes back in, it fills you with divine love, light, and creativity, expansion, igniting your soul's passion. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your feet chakra. With each gentle breath, breathe into your feet chakra. Allow all the shackles and bindings that hold your feet back to release with each breath. Allow this divine sacred light to flow into your feet chakra, inspiring your feet to dance and walk with passion, creative passion. And the freedom to expand your soul's passion with each step you take. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your root chakra. If you believe in reincarnation, then let's apply this to all lifetimes, whether you were a man or a woman, and release all those fears and obstacles and sabotage so that your true soul's passion can ignite, activate, and expand. Breathing in divine light, exhale into the root chakra. Each gentle breath, allowing yourself to release and receive. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your sacral, releasing all those moments that you sabotaged or blocked yourself or have any fears resisting in there. Let them go with each breath. As you inhale and exhale and release in the sacral, allow this divine light to activate and ignite your soul's passion with joyful creative bliss and joyful creative love with each gentle breath. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your navel. With each gentle breath, releasing all resistances, all sabotage between you and family, and you and people you consider family. With each gentle breath that you release, allow yourself to receive this divine light activating and expanding your true soul's passion. Each gentle breath as you breathe into the navel, relaxing deeper with each breath, allowing yourself to sense and feel the divine beings holding you. Letting go in the navel and receiving. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your solar plexus. With each gentle breath, as you inhale and exhale, allow all emotional sabotaging energies to release. Allow with each divine breath your emotions to activate, inspired in so many ways. So many wonderful ways that are for your highest good. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the solar plexus. Gentle breathing. As those resistances release, joyful light, joyful inspiration, and soul's passion begins to flow. Relaxing the diaphragm with each gentle breath. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the heart. With each gentle breath, allow this divine light to flow deep within your heart and release all those fears, all those sabotages, any and all trapped emotions. With each breath, exhale and inhale, allow this divine sacred light to fill your heart, and ignite your soul's passion within your heart. Allow this divine light to ignite all your creativity for your highest good. And for the highest good of all, gentle breathing into the heart allows your heart to relax each breath, allows those heart shields to come down, and allows the divine light to fill your heart with joyful expression of your soul's passion. Gentle breathing, allowing the love, allowing the light. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your throat chakra. With each gentle breath, as you breathe into your throat chakra, any burdens that you might be carrying on your shoulders that are sabotaging your soul's passion to activate and expand. Let them release with each breath. It is your birthright to allow your soul to have its fullest experience of this lifetime in wondrous ways. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into the throat chakra. With each gentle breath, as you release, pure divine light brings in wonderful, creative, soul passionate ways to express your words. When you speak, when you write, when you sing, when you chant, when you sing. Breathing in divine light, exhale into the third chakra. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the center of your head. With each gentle breath as you breathe in this pure divine light, allow it to fill the pituitary and pineal chakra. Gentle breathing, swirling through the right and left side of your brain, activating all quadrants to healthy thinking, healthy mind, healthy soul, passion, expressive, creative, expanding in activation with each gentle breath. As you breathe in this divine light, let all the illusions and deceptions release. Let your connection with your higher self and the Creator and all the divine beings and archangels and grandmothers and great chiefs connect with you with pure 100% divine connection with each gentle breath as you breathe into the center of your head. Gentle breathing, releasing all those illusions and sabotage, allowing the activation and expansion to turn on in your thinking mind, lighting up and expanding your creative mind for your highest good and the highest good of all. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your crown. With each gentle breath, as your crown chakra releases, and this amazing divine light comes in from Creator of all creation, activating and expanding your soul's passion with 100% pure divine light. Each gentle breath connecting you on a higher quantum frequency level with your master guides, your guardian angels, your teachers, your master healers, come and help you create your muses. Invite your muses to come and help it expand and accelerate. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the elemental within you, earth, your body. And divine light into the elemental of you, body. Breathe in divine light and send divine light to the elemental within you, water. Breathe in divine light. Exhale and connect with the elemental of air, your breath. Breathe in divine light. And connect as you exhale with the elemental of fire within you, your heart, the heart that blood flows through and beats and keeps you alive. Breathing in divine light and exhaling into the fifth elemental within you, love, your heart chakra. As you breathe in this divine light and exhale into all five elementals, allowing them to come into creative, passionate, expansive balance to assist you with your soul's passion. Bringing them all into harmony now with each gentle breath. Now breathe in this divine light and send it to the first layer of our auric field. Divine light flowing through the first layer of our auric field. Pulsating. First layer closest to our body. Breathing in divine light. Let's expand to the second layer of our auric field. Pulsating divine pure light. Breathing in divine light and exhaling into the third layer. And the fourth layer. Pulsating and vibrating divine light. Breathing in divine light. Expand into the sixth layer of your auric field. Filling the sixth layer of your auric field with pure divine light. Breathing in divine light and expanding into the seventh layer of your auric field. Quantum, pure divine light, frequency. Vibrating through all your chakras. All five elemental in all seven layers of your auric field. Gentle breathing, feeling the love of your higher self, feeling the love of all the divine masters and beings. As we bring you back into focus and present moment in your body, allow yourself to retain this sensing. It is your birthright to know that you are divine master creator. It is your birthright to know that you came here for a reason. To expand and shine and grow and share and teach. For those of you who are ready to ground, as you imagine your feet grounding with Mother Earth, rooting with Mother Earth, before we ground, Mother Earth has yes. Mother Earth would like to, as she's grounding your feet chakras, she would like to send up through the roof, through your feet chakras, love, love for Mother Earth, Mama Gaia, Pachamama. allow yourself to take just a few seconds and receive this love. Now, if you choose, send love back, Pachamama, Mama Gaia. Sending love back if you choose with your free will and gratitude. Now, those who would like to be grounded, humbly, everyone. Everybody back in their body. Okay, so let's remember, we have plenty of time as we are all hanging out in our apartments or our homes. We have plenty of time to connect and allow our true soul to get passionate, whether it's sewing or carving or building or singing or writing or drawing or clay, working with clay, whatever it is, knitting, crochet, right? Let your horizons expand without limitation. Whatever your soul's passion is, let it shine and let it shine bright. For anyone out there who would like to have a private reading or a private healing with me, you can reach me at sheenofdivinehealing.com. And I am really grateful for everyone who is listening and who will listen live in the archives. And I'm really grateful that you participated. I'm really grateful that you all participated. And for those who participated, because what a gift you gave yourself tonight, right? I know that you felt things release, and I know you felt things coming in miraculous, expansive ways that are wonderful, joyful, bliss, creative things. So have a notebook with you so you can jot things down. Namaste, everyone. God bless you. Aloha and aho. Thank you.